Australian Heist, written by James Phelps and read by Peter Hosking. Gardner sat in the corner, feet up, holding a book. With a gas lantern by his side, unlit but ready and waiting, he repositioned the page to find the setting sun. The winter rays now limping through the frosted window above the wood stove. John Maguire walked through the open door and pulled out a chair beside the two men already seated at his kitchen table before turning towards Gardner. "What time are the rest of them coming?" he asked. Gardner didn't take his eyes away from the page, a study of concentration. "Soon," he said. Maguire stared at the book being read by the man who had sequestered his house for this meeting, squinting in the fading light until the title became clear. Dream Book and Fortune Teller. The book had an orange cover and looked old and tattered. On the front cover, an old woman in a cap pointed her finger at a girl wearing her hair in a bun, while a gentleman in a suit looked on. "What's your future like, Frank?" Maguire asked. "You going to live long and be happy? Is it going to be suits and sheilas, or just hags pointing fingers?" Gardner looked up from the book and raised his eyebrows. The one on the left parted by a lumpy red scar. "I'm going to be rich," he said, "and I'll run off with the girl of my dreams, a girl called Kitty." The two men sitting at the kitchen table with Maguire laughed knowingly. Johnny Gilbert had been the first to arrive at about 7 that evening. Gilbert was a famed horse thief, born in Canada before moving to Australia to be raised by con men. Maguire knew Gilbert and had been told by his brother-in-law, Ben Hall, to let him and a few other boys in for a meeting. Just a chat and a drink.